Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and it's an exciting time here in Carbon County because end of summer usually people get a little sad because, you know, summer's ending, school's getting back in session, but it does also bring along the Helper Arts Festival, which is always just a highlight of the summer season in the area, and to kind of celebrate that, we're getting things kicked off. We have Mary Lou Kuhn Miller in. We're going to be talking about the Helper Arts Festival, more specifically the gallery stroll that kind of kicks things off for it. So thank you so much for taking the time to come sit down with us.
Thanks for having me.
So looking at it, for some people who might not have been able to visit the Helper Arts Festival or experience the gallery stroll, can you just kind of give a brief overview of what that is?
Yes, the festival starts on Friday with the booths opening up at 3 o'clock, but usually on Thursday, we have the gallery stroll where Main Street is shut down, and it's a big event that kind of kicks off the festival weekend.
And it's an exciting thing because this is a chance to kind of get more people out and experiencing the arts, and kind of there's so much going on in Helper art-wise, and it's a good chance to kind of showcase that. So something we were kind of talking about before we came on the air is a way that you guys have kind of developed to kind of get the community to connect more with these galleries.
That's right. Last year, what we did was had a raffle of sorts where the participants in the gallery stroll could sign a raffle ticket in each gallery that they visited. And all those tickets were pulled together at the end of the night, and one free gift certificate was given away for $500 to spend on fine art in the town. But this year, in honor of the 30th anniversary, we have three $500 gift certificates for artwork and a $50 gift certificate for each business that's participating in the stroll. And that's about 10 to 15 businesses.
And that's just, it's an incredible way to kind of make art more accessible for people around here. So I applaud you guys for kind of creating this initiative to help connect the artists to the local residents of Helper, because I think that's something that is going to be very beneficial for Helper, especially since we've kind of seen it revitalizing after a while. It's considered a ghost town, but in the past few years, you've really seen Helper on the up and up. So a lot to be excited about there. Now, let's kind of talk about you personally, being on the board and everything for the Arts Festival. What would you say your favorite parts of all this is?
I really enjoy working with the members of the board who have a passion for making the Arts Festival a thoughtful and fun event for the whole community.
And, you know, kind of being able to work with this board to help set up some of these interviews, you guys are just, you are putting so much time and effort into making this festival what it is. So I really applaud you guys for really going out there and giving back to a community who really appreciates all that you're doing, I'm sure. Now, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
I just want to say, come to the gallery stroll and look at the artwork, engage with the artists and the gallery people, and look at the artwork as if you might be able to buy it and put it on your wall. Ask questions, find something that you would really enjoy.
And I think that's what art is all about. So thank you so much again. And coming up here soon in the Castle Country area, we have the Helper Arts Festival, something you're not going to want to miss. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.